Again, coming into contact with your inner world, closing your eyes. Creating that little space inside, like your own personal cave. So that although we're together here, there's a perception of others in the virtual room. Although you have this computer through which we're connecting, when you close your eyes, you can enter the cave inside, secluded from all activity. And just checking out again how your body feels. As though you're meeting a friend who you haven't seen for a while, or maybe you haven't given much care or attention to. And really listening in there for feedback. If the body is comfortable and at ease, or if it would like to stretch, roll the shoulders, or adjust your knees. Whatever you become aware of, using that awareness as a medium through which your kindness, your friendliness can flow. When your body is relatively relaxed and at ease, I'd like to invite you to bring your awareness to the area in the heart, if that's comfortable for you. It can be a broad area, maybe the whole chest. Or even wider than that, if that's more comfortable and easeful for you. Any area which is fairly pleasant and relaxed. Picking up on any delight, tingling sensations. Now we're going to begin to generate loving kindness. First, someone who is very dear to you. So bringing to mind someone in your life who you really value. You have a very warm, nourishing, happy relationship with. Without too much complexity. With a lot of mutual care. Could be a friend, maybe a best friend, maybe a niece or a nephew, an elder sibling, or even an animal, a pet. And bring them to mind, whether visually or getting a sense of their felt presence. Maybe the sound of their voice, as though they were seated right in front of you, and you were smiling into each other's eyes, relaxed and at ease together. And in the same way, we wished ourselves well. We're going to extend wishes of loving kindness towards this dear friend. You can use phrases such as may be happy, may be free, whatever you really wish for this person. You might find it's enough just to picture them and smile into their heart, allowing the vibrations, the intentions of loving kindness to flow from you to them, suffusing them with pure acceptance, understanding and love. And imagining them receiving this loving kindness, relaxing, feeling more and more at ease. You may keep this person close by, perhaps at your side, and allow the loving kindness that you developed between yourselves to spread and include all the people sitting here in this space together, in this sacred meditation energy that we share. And just as you wish this very dear person or pet, child in your life to be fully free from suffering, similarly, extending those wishes to all beings that we're sitting with now. May we all be happy. May we all be free from all suffering. May we be healthy and safe. May we be at peace. Imagining the rays of loving kindness, like warm rays of the sun, reaching out and suffusing each and every person that we're sharing this space, this time together with. And the further this metta spreads, the stronger it becomes. Flowing outwards to all beings everywhere, in your local neighborhood, your country, and to all corners of the world, spreading like a huge tidal wave, leaving no part untouched. Alleviating the suffering, the struggle, the sickness in the world. Noticing if people hop into this flow of metta, allow them in. Perhaps people you know or places you've been. Perhaps all beings affected by the coronavirus, whether in their homes or in the hospitals. working on the front line to alleviate the suffering, the sickness. To those recovering, and those about to breathe their last. May all beings throughout this world receive our loving kindness. May they share whatever peace, whatever harmony I've experienced and developed. Whatever merit, whatever goodness I have in my heart. All beings, human or non-human, invisible. Living on the land, in the sky, or deep down in the sea. Imagining our combined loving kindness spreading to all beings. Letting them know that someone, somewhere cares. Now we're going to gradually allow this perception to fade. And gently draw back that loving kindness from the world, from all quarters of the world, back inside your own home. Inside your room, and back to the source in your heart. To this being, seated here. And with great kindness and care, offering yourself those wishes of loving kindness, recognizing your own aspiration for happiness, your own beautiful, pure intentions on this path, and knowing that you too deserve freedom from all suffering. Reaching out to all those parts of you which you've yet to fully accept or forgive. With understanding, with empathy and care. May I be happy. May I be free. May I be healed. May I experience unshakable inner peace. And imagine suffusing yourself with this loving kindness as though you were sitting underneath a beautiful, soft, warm sun. And that sun is relaxing your body, reaching every single cell. Staying connected to your own body and any feelings of loving kindness, your heart, going to chant the final blessing before we close this day. Sometimes people like to put their hand on their heart. If that's something that helps, please go ahead. Even Ajahns have teddy bears to give them a hug. Sabe Satan, Sabe Pana, Sabe Buddha, Sabe Pugala, Sabe Dewa, Sabe Manusa, Sabe Winipadika, Aweva Hontu, Abhyapaja Hontu, Aniga Hontu, Sukhiyatanam Bhavihavantu, Sukhamunjantu, Yada lada sampadito, Mawe gachantu, Amadata. Just a small blessing with full metta for everybody here. And please gently, gently, gently come out of your meditation. There's still time to share together. And we're going to just say a few closing words.